98 FM.
Yes, it is. I'm very pleased to say, zooming onto the show is someone on a mission to light us up purple. Welcome to the show, Tina Athenheim.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Have I said your name right there?
All I will say is, instead of saying, you think of Anaheim in America and take the N and put the S in, that's how you pronounce it.
Ah, there we go. I'll let you say it then, because I'll probably say it wrong again. nice, easy one. Thank you for joining us on the show.
You're welcome.
Where are you zooming in from, Tina? Can you describe the scene for us?
Well, I'm sitting in my comfortable recliner chair in my lounge.
Oh, lovely. We got a brew on?
No, just water. I'm on the hard stuff.
On the hard stuff, nice and early. I like it. Thank you for joining us. So I mentioned you're on a mission to light things up purple. Can you tell us what this is all about? What's the plan here?
Basically, purple is the pancreatic cancer charity colour. And back in 2018, my now late husband, Jason, was diagnosed on the 27th of April with pancreatic cancer. And on the 23rd of June, the same year he passed away, he lasted the total of 8 weeks.
Wow.
And it's been my mission since then to raise as much awareness and as much money as possible for the charity.
That's a wonderful thing to do in someone's memory. Obviously, my condolences to you. That's such a short amount of time. There's something like this down.
Sorry. No,
don't worry. We can take your time, mate.
I don't normally cry. Just saying it like that sometimes. Just get moments like this.
I'm not surprised. I think you're incredibly brave for doing stuff like this. To take the time to chat about these things must be really difficult.
But sometimes it is very difficult, and people see the outside of you, think you're all okay, but obviously sometimes, boom, something, one simple thing I've said so many times, and today it's just got through me.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Are you all right to carry on? Do you want to?
Yeah, it's fine. Honestly, and you keep that in there as well. Don't take it out.
I will. Oh, natural. This is good.
The emotion's the important thing, I think.
Absolutely. I know it's obviously hard for you to talk about, Tina, but I guess the point of doing something like this is to raise awareness of it being a
100% raise awareness, because I don't know if anyone saw the show. I think it was on the 14th or the 15th of October, the Tonight Show, yeah. And it highlighted pancreatic cancer, which was fantastic.
Oh, right. And did you feel, as someone who knows the impact of that, did that kind of cover the real aspect of what it's like dealing with it?
Well, it was more about the research and stuff like that, but living through it, and unless you've been through losing family, losing someone is very, very difficult. But when you lose your life partner, it's a whole new ball game. And had it happened to them, they know exactly how I feel. So
I'm sure. I think you're very brave for coming on to talk openly about that, as to advocate for awareness and things like that. So what do you hope by lighting things up purple? What's your main goal of doing that?
Oh, again, just to raise awareness. I think at last count, it's actually 9 places or 9 landmarks have been lit up purple.
Oh, wow. 9 places. This is 9 spreading places. Like wildfire. Amazing.
And it's outside. Some of them are outside of Essex as well, which I'm quite impressed with. I'm quite proud of myself, to be honest with you. So,
excellent.
Locally, we've got Clacton Pier, Riverside Leisure Centre in Chelmsford, the big Basildon sign on the A127. We've also got City Beach Lights down south in Seafront, Colchester Town Hall. There are all the places in Essex. Outside of Essex, we've got Hever Castle, Cardiff Castle, Rochester Cathedral Spire, and Kilkenny Castle in Ireland. And that's the latest one I got. I only found out last week. So really, really happy about that. So
that's amazing. So are they lighting up at a particular time, or is it just from now until?
Obviously from when it's dark, really. So it'll only be on that particular day. The only one that's lighting up any earlier is the Rochester Cathedral, because I asked them very nicely, because I'm going up there and I wanted to take a photograph. So if anybody is in that area. As I've mentioned, that obviously not so close to myself in Westcliff. Be great if people could take pictures and maybe post them on the Purple Lights website.
Okay. So they can go online to post pictures of things being lit up purple.
But basically, yes, if they want to get involved, just put, and as you go onto the website and you can put where your landmark is, put the postcode in and things like that. So I've got all 10 of mine on there, obviously, including my house. So that's got to be involved, obviously. So
I was going to ask you that. So you're lighting yours up purple as well. Can people do that at home, presumably? How do you get hold of just
I've got a purple spotlight outside now, and it came on for the first time last night. Not very bright, obviously, because we haven't had a lot of sun. So I don't know how bright it's going to be, but it looks good enough. So that'll do.
That would do the job. So fingers crossed then for a sunny week to charge hopefully, it up nicely.
Yeah. Yep.
So we're lighting up on World Pancreatic Cancer Day.
Yes, that's all the other places. My own home's obviously, if it's your own home, you can do it. I'm doing it for the whole month, basically.
Lovely. When is World Pancreatic Day? So people can put the date in the diary and go and get themselves a purple light for the day.
It's the 18th of November this year, which is a Thursday. Also, as well, on the 18th, myself and my mother-in-law, we are going to be in the Royals in Southend-on-Sea in Essex. So if anyone wants to pop down during the day and say hi and have a chat, you're quite welcome to come down. And obviously, please try and donate some money as well.
Of course. So what is there a website or somewhere people can go to then to raise money for? Is this a fundraising page you set up, or is it just for World Pancreatic Cancer UK?
The charity, there are quite a few different charities that are out there for pancreatic cancer, but the one I support is Pancreatic Cancer UK. And if you go to their website, there's actually a donate button at the top of the page.
Excellent.
You want to donate some money, okay?
And that goes presumably towards research, support, care.
Pancreatic cancer, because the cancer research budget, I was quite shocked when I read this. Pancreatic cancer only gets 2% of the budget. Of the cancer research budget, so that's not an awful lot. Yeah, and it's mostly one of the deadliest cancers that are out there. It's very, very hard to diagnose, purely because the symptoms are backache, tummy ache, indigestion, all normal things that happen to people.
Yeah,
and that was the problem with Jason. He didn't even realise he had that tumour about a year before he was diagnosed, we believe now. It was my mother-in-law's doctor that said to her, potentially he would have had that in the summer previous year because of the size of it when it was diagnosed. But it went undetected because he was a bus driver and he was driving buses all day and put the backache down to the bus.
God. So really important if you do feel any kind of...
any weird appetite changing, bowel habits, anything, all that. So if you look, again, if you go onto the Pancreatic Cancer UK website, it will tell you all the symptoms. Don't drive yourself mad by thinking, oh God, I've got it. Just if anything unusual happens, that's when you need to check out. If you get a backache that doesn't go away, go and get it checked. It could be anything, but it's so important you get it checked, because the earlier you catch it, the more chance you've got of survival. Because there's a procedure called the Whipple's procedure, and if you get caught early enough, they can save your life. It's a simple, it was just too late for Jason.
Yeah, time is the main thing
with pancreatic cancer. It's like one of my friends, her friend, she was diagnosed with it. Luckily, they called it early enough. She's had the operation. Haven't heard how she's doing, but she's one of the lucky ones. One of my friends, he's actually a seven and a half year survivor. He's had the surgery and he's still alive.
Yeah.
And he was the guy that was there right at the beginning telling me all what would go on and what Jason might have and medicines he needed to take and things like that. And even Jason was surprised when I mentioned something. And I'm like, he said, how do you know about that? I said, I just got told about it. it's not sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know as well, I think, with things like this.
Yeah.
So I found out a lot from this gentleman. So.
And I guess is that one of the benefits really of doing what you do, I suppose, in campaigning for this kind of thing, is you can meet people who maybe don't know about it or can use a bit of your insight into how to live with the condition.
Well, Jason didn't have much of a chance to live with it. It's like 8 weeks, so it's not sort of.
Of course.
Wouldn't I know how to live with it? Obviously, because we didn't have the chance. He didn't make it, but other people have been lucky enough to be caught early and their lives have been saved. But the early detection test, which is what the charity is trying to do, that's what we need to aim towards 100%. It's getting, because I think on this program on ITV, they were saying there's a test in America, but it's like $1,000.
Wow, blimey.
And there's a lot of money, but I remember they were saying something about type 2 diabetes. So sometimes they could be potentially at risk. You'd have to double check and watch the program, so I'm not 100% sure. But they were saying some people that have type 2 diabetes, they can potentially be more at risk of pancreatic cancer. And if there was an early detection test, anyone that was basically diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, they would also be checked for pancreatic cancer. And again, that's where the early detection, and it could save people's lives.
Yeah. I mean, when you think back to sort of breast cancer, they have a program where they test you at a particular time or if certain things happen. So
that's the most comfortable thing to have done.
I can only imagine.
That's all I'm going to say. A man will never understand.
that's what I'm glad I don't have to endure. But definitely these sorts of tests and things, I guess, hopefully will become more normal with more awareness, more funding. And if they can make them cheaper and more achievable, then these sorts of things have such a real difference in everyday life and people's chances of catching these things early enough. So you were telling me off air, Tina, about your husband. He sounded like he had a great sense of humour.
Oh God, don't even go there. he was also a massive West Ham fan, always has been. Did even try and contact the West Ham stadium, had no luck whatsoever. So I did try, but that would be amazing if that could ever be lit up purple, but I don't think that'll ever happen, so...
Oh, I did try,
but I've got no response from anybody. So I'm like, okay, that's not going to happen.
That's a shame. I'm sure there's some people we can chat to have a go at Phoenix FM Towers. There's a lot of big fans of West Ham around here. I will chat to the group, see what we can achieve for you, Tina. Let's see what we can do.
I was given emails and stuff to contact. Nothing. They didn't even respond to the emails. Then contacted the supporters thing. They said we can't respond to everything. But if that could be done, I would have to go there. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll have to go there. There's no way I'd miss that. No way would I miss that. So
that would be a lovely, lovely thing to do.
Don't start me off again. You have a very, very silly sense of humour.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I loved you so much, because we both have a stupid sense of humour, basically. Think of stupid things and we just be laughing and everybody be looking at it going, what are they laughing at? It's not even funny, but we would absolutely be rolling up laughing. But that was why I loved him, because he was just, I just loved him, simple as that. So...
Oh, he sounds like a top bloke. I'm sure he'll be really proud of you, Tina, for what you're doing. I wish you...
To be honest with you, but...
Of course, I'm sure. But wish you all the best with lighting everything up. Where, just a reminder, people can go online to donate to Pancreatic Cancer UK. They can also light up their homes and contact businesses and other local places to try and light them up too.
It's a bit short notice. It's only 3 weeks away, but...
That's right.
You can order a purple spotlight from Amazon, be there in a couple of days, not even that. So,
exactly.
I'm just
exactly
trying to find the purple website link for you. Give me a second. It's called Purple Lights UK. That's all one word, all together, all lowercase, .org. And that's where you can post your pictures or put your light up on there. And obviously, when you get the pictures done, you can put them on there as well.
Excellent. I shall certainly encourage all our listeners to do the same. We'll see if we can get a purple light for Phoenix FM.
And
although we're in the Brimbleton car park.
If anyone lives near the Basildon sign, can someone please take a picture of it? So I want to try and get a different perspective, and then potentially send it to the radio station and they can forward it on to me. Because it'd be nice to get a personal one and not one that's come off the council website, which is what I did last year. Because obviously you can't stop on the 127.
No, it's a bit tricky to get to that one, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, there's not even anywhere to park around there.
No, I drive past it every day. I see what I can do, but I might have to pull over and hold shoulder.
Don't do that.
Be careful. No. Yes, be careful.
No, don't do that.
There will be a way. We'll find a way.
If you could definitely speak to West Ham, that would be phenomenal. If you managed to, even if they did something. I even had this bonkers idea. Their training kit's purple.
Oh, there we are.
And I was thinking, would they be able to actually play in that colour in November for pancreatic cancer? I know that's a mad idea.
It's a good one. Yeah.
And what's even sillier, what's even more, I think, so if Jason was it, Jason must be looking and thinking, what on earth's happened to Tina? She watches football more than I do now. I used to hate it. I used to moan at him all the time. And I actually went to a football match. Jason would never take me. And I so wish he'd taken me because I absolutely love football now.
Oh, there you go.
I pretty much watch every single West Ham match. And dedication, this is dedication. I finished work at 9 o'clock. I got home at 10:30 and watched the second half of football at the other end of the office on my tablet. That's what dedication to your team.
That is next level dedication, especially when it's West Ham.
Watch it. you are a Tottenham supporter, aren't you?
No. Oh, no, definitely not. No. Southend all the way.
You're not support another team? Are you too scared to tell me?
Proper team. No. We're
happy. Are you too scared to tell me because we're doing better than you?
Undeniably, yeah, to be fair. Tina, it's been lovely to chat to you. I wish you all the best with the lighting everything up purple and for all the events on World Pancreatic Cancer Day, 18th of November. Yeah. I'll put a link online at phoenixfm.com for everyone to find the website.
As well, I will be in the Ryles on the 18th of November from say 10 a.m. till maybe closing with myself and my mum-in-law. If we're not there, our friends will be there. They've said they'll come down and help out if we want to go to get something to eat or something like that. So got people there all around all day, hopefully.
Lovely. So that'll be in the Royals.
The Pancreatic Cancer UK team, I'm a little bit disappointed I can't be there. They're actually they changed St Pancras Station into St Pancras Station for World Pancreatic Cancer Day.
Oh, that's nice.
And obviously last year, obviously because of COVID, with nothing. And this year they're actually there and I'm like, I'm gutted I can't be there. But I'm doing my own thing, which is the important thing. I'm still doing something. I can always do that next year.
Yeah, you're spreading the awareness even further.
Definitely, 100%. So,
Tina, thank you again so much for joining us. I thought it would be nice if we play out with one of Jason's favourite songs. You picked a track for us. What can you tell us about this song?
This song is from Rocky V, and as majority of Jason's friends and family are, he absolutely loved Rocky. At the funeral, he came into gonna fly out, which obviously was quite appropriate. He actually had that as his message tone on his phone. But the song, he always said to me, I love this song. I'm surprised it was never released as a single. It's an Elton John track and it's called A Measure of a Man.
We'll play it for you now, Tina. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
These battered hands are all you own. This broken heart has turned to stone. Go hang your glory on the wall. There comes a time when castles fall. And all that's left is shifting in the sand. You're out of time, you're out of place. Look at your face, that's the measure of a man. This coat that fits you like a glove. These dirty streets you learn to love. So welcome back, my long lost friend. Been to hell and back again. God alone knows how you crossed that span. on the beat, back to the start. Trust in your heart, that's the measure of a man. It's the fire in the eyes, the lines on the head. It's the things you understand. Permanent ties from which you once read. That's the measure of a man. You've come full circle, now you're home. Without the gold, without the chrome. And this is where you've always been. You had to lose so you could win. And rise above your troubles while you can. Now you can love, now you can lose, now you can choose. That's the measure of a man. It's the fire in the eyes, the lights on the head. It's the thing. Full circle, now you're home. Without the gold, without the chrome. And this is where you've always been. You had to lose so you could win. And rise above your troubles while you can. Now you can love, now you can lose, now you can choose. That's the measure of a man.
Phoenix 98 FM.
So Tina, what do you do for outside of all of this amazing awareness raising and charity work? What's the day job?
The day job is a call centre agent in Basildon. Uh-huh. I've been working for the company since 2014, sorry. I moved to the department I'm in now in 2016. And throughout the whole Jason's story, they've been absolutely phenomenal. Really lucky. The company got paid the whole time I was off, so I was really lucky. And I can't fault them. I class the majority of them as family because they've all been through it with me, basically, and they're very, every single year we do something at work for the charity as well, and this year it's going to have to be the week after the event because obviously I'm not actually going to be at work as I'm in the Royal, so hopefully we'll get something all in place next week and all organised, so it'll all be good, and we'll hopefully raise even more money than we did last year, which is the aim, so.
Nice. Nice to have a nice, close, supportive network somewhere you work.
100%. And they're all pretty understanding, so it's really good.
Lovely. Are they lighting up purple too?
Hope so, even though it'll be a week later than obviously when it's supposed to be, but we will hopefully do it. They'll hopefully light up. I will have a word, see if it can be actually done on the day. But yeah. We're definitely doing something. We're not quite sure what yet. So keep your ears and eyes peeled if you know me and listen out for things at work, okay?
Fingers crossed.
Marvellous. Well, thank you very much, Stuart.
My pleasure. Thanks, Tina. Take care. Good luck with it.
Thanks, darling. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed the interview, then please share it. If you didn't enjoy it, then share it anyway. For more guest interviews like this, or to get the next one delivered directly to your device, subscribe to the Now You're Talking podcast. You'll find it wherever you get your podcasts from, and the whole thing has become a huge library featuring well over 150 guest interviews, from music, film, comedy icons to community heroes, local legends, stars of the future, and just about everybody in between. A treasure trove of life's stories from all sorts of incredible people. So for more interviews, podcasts, videos, poems and books, everything I do is available at stuartpink.com.